there, folks. It's Paul Barnes from paulbarnes.com signing in, continuing on this series. This is part of our marketing quick tips series, and this one on web design tips. Last audio, we spoke of some of the silly things that people do, and here's just another example of some of the silly things that people don't do, and that is they don't let people know when the page was published or when it was last updated. I was reading through some information just recently, and it looked like good information, but there was something just not quite right with it, and I got all the way to the bottom and went, holy crap, this was published in 2002. No wonder it's not quite right. I would have liked to have known that right up the top. If you're using blog software, it'll let you do this for you automatically. Wonderful stuff. And the same goes for our copyrights as well. It's good to keep your copyrights updated if your content is always freshly updated, but you really should put that little copyright on there. I mean, it's not going to stop someone from coming along and stealing your stuff and, you know, putting it somewhere else, but it's going to discourage some. But if you publish it, and this is what I've been doing for a long time now with everything that I publish it online with a copyright and an auto-generated date stamp the first time I publish it, and then I just leave it there. I only started doing that after, I remember a while back, I was actually posting something, an eZine articles. I was posting some old articles of mine, and they said, you know, the warning bells came up, plagiarism, you know what they're like. And they said, oh, you've gone and stolen this from somebody else. We're going to ban your account and you're going to burn your house down. I said, whoa, back up. This is my article. I wrote the thing 5 years ago. Yeah, well, we've got this written here somewhere else and this other guy's. And I went and had a look and I thought, you drop dead scumbag. You have not only gone and taken my article, you've put your name on it, you furry maggot, you. I tell you, whoo, I was not impressed that someone had done this to me. It wasn't the first time. I mean, geez, it happens all the time. But I didn't have a copy of it on my own website because my website had been hacked, crashed, and burned and died a horrible death a few years earlier, and I never really updated that kind of stuff. Fortunately for me, however, I had a copy of this particular article from 5 years ago at goarticles.com, and I just, you know, pointed the boys at eZine Articles. I said, hi, sorry about this, but let me just show you this article's published on your competitor's website. Uh-oh. And that's proof of purchase that I wrote the thing 4 years before that furry maggot was even born. Okay, you can see this still gets me going, doesn't it? Oh, I hate it when people do that kind of thing. But it happens. So copyrights are important. And of course, that leads me now into the theme of this audio. I've just gone completely off the handle here, and we're 3 minutes into it already, because this is all part of what I called the silly mistakes. Well, now we're going to enter into the world of the unbelievably stupid. Yeah, what that furry maggot was doing, that's unbelievably stupid too. Okay, let's keep going. Have you ever tried? I'm trying to put on a straight face here right now. Have you ever tried to contact someone on their website and had them, I've just lost it completely here. I got this picture. I think I'm just going to scrap this audio completely and just start again. I've got this picture of this furry maggot in my head, and it's just got this, you know, when you're tired, because it's getting late in the afternoon, it's about 4:15 now, and I think I need more coffee, but You get tired, and you get something that you want to laugh about, and you've lost it. Yeah, well, I'm at like that. So I am going to end this audio right now, and I'm just going to get started on starting this one all over again. I think I might still publish this one. It could be fun, and I'll just title it Furry Maggots Online. Okay, this is Paul Barnes from paulbarnes.com publishing the very first audio ever where I've lost it completely and decided not to ditch it, because I think I might keep this one. There's a lesson there to be learned, I'm sure of it. Hey, I'll talk to you again really, really soon, and I promise I'll have some coffee between now and when I record the next one. Okay, catch you later.